This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The El Paso County Courthouse is closed today after a shooting outside the building left one person dead. Colorado Springs Police spokesperson Ira Cronin.
This was not an active shooter situation, and there is no ongoing current threat to the community or public safety in the area at this time.
There has been no arrest in the shooting. Police say they will provide an update later this afternoon. Come to CPR.org for the latest. Colorado senators split their votes on the short-term spending bill the chamber passed late Wednesday to keep the government open. Senator John Hickenlooper voted for it, and while he said he's glad they've figured out a way to keep government open until early next year.
That's not sufficient. I mean, we have commitments that we've made to support Ukraine, to support Israel. We've got to be able to fulfill those commitments.
Colorado's other senator, Michael Bennett, voted against the spending bill. Senate leaders say passing a supplemental funding bill that tackles Israel, Ukraine, the Indo-Pacific, and border security will be a priority when Congress comes back after Thanksgiving. The stopgap funding measure now heads to the president's desk. It's the season of respiratory illnesses, and not just for people. Dogs are getting sick, too. Dr. Amanda Cavanaugh is an assistant professor of veterinary medicine at Colorado State University. She says she's seeing more sick dogs in the emergency room than in past years.
A lot of the cough they're coming in with does seem like it's a contagious cough. What's unique about this year is not only the number of dogs that seem to be catching this, but the duration that this dry cough is lasting.
Dr. Cavanaugh says the cough can last several weeks to months, and in some cases it can lead to bacterial pneumonia. She says that if your dog has a cough, take it to your vet for an exam. This is CPR News and KRCC.